Noachaim HaKodesh she tells on the Pasuk Yivorechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho. Chaim HaKadosh tells, the right thing would be to write Yishmerecho Hashem ve'yivorechecho. First, watch the person. Then, not only look after him, Yivorecho, bless, roche. But not the opposite, Yivorechecho Hashem ve'yishmerecho, the Birkas Kohanim, the Parsha, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chof Dalet. It had to be first Yishmerecho Hashem V'yivorechecho. We used to Yivorecho Hashem V'yishmerecho. It sounds strange, yeah? But the Nusach would be Yishmerecho Hashem V'yivorechecho. So this would be the Nusach. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says Givaldi Givald. He says the V'yishmerecho here doesn't mean V'yishmerecho stam, that nothing will happen. Yivorechecho Hashem, Hashem will bench you, Rafsiyata Dishmaya, you will grow. Yivorechecho Hashem. And as a special broche, Vishmerecho, to keep you in that madrege, to keep you high in that madrege, Vishmerecho, a special tefillah, Vishmerecho, to keep up to that madrege. The world says, Mi Ale Behar Hashem, we say in Shir Shel Yoyim, Mi Ale Behar Hashem. The world says, Mi Ale Behar Hashem? It's easy. But Mi Yokum Bimkom Kodesh? Who could stay there? To start to have a chizuk, the first month of this month, you can grace a click. But then to keep it. Shvuas, the ganze is chaskes. But then to keep it. To keep up to it. To stand with that matzav. Yivorechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep the Yivorechecho in that madrege up, lifted up in that madrege. Rav Shach would say Alamon Parshas Nesoi every time comes out after Shavuos. It says Vayhi b'yom kalois Moshe lehokim es ha-mishkan. Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi b'yom kalois Moshe lehokim es ha-mishkan. So Rashi says kalois. Veloy nema biyoy mokim. Rashi says kalas. Are Yisrael ki kala nichneses lechupa. Klal Yisrael were like a kalat and nichneses lechupa. Vayim biyoyim kalois moishe lehokim v'samishkan ki kalo and nichneses lechupa. So Rav Shach would say, Alemor, he would say like this. Klal Yisrael were busy building the Mishkan. It was a big avoido to be making the Mishkan. A ganze avoido. All busy with it. After a whole tkufa of collecting the money, the oroin, atzeshitim, Brichim, everything was done. Everything was done. The Mishkan was ready. Vayhi b'yom kalois Moshe lehokim es ha-mishkan ki kala nichneses lechupa. Kala nichneses lechupa. She's starting her life from scratch. She's starting from fresh. She's starting from new. Klal Yisrael, even though they were so busy to be making es ha-mishkan, when the Mishkan was ready, they didn't say, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, we reached." We reached what we were trying to get to. We achieved what we were trying to get to. Fakir, ki kalo chadosho. Like a fresh kalo. A new start. It says in Ruchnius, the soida tzloche is not a person to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I had a good shvuas. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Ki kalo chadosho. It's starting from fresh. It's starting from new. So Klal Yisrael will make him the Mishkan, the Gantz. Soif Shmois, Vayikro. Bamidbo, you would think already, it's really old. It has to start from the beginning. And Avodas Hashem, we see when we do a Siyum. We start Hadran and we start the Numa Sechte. The Atzlocha of Ruchnius is every time that Miyad, when you finish, you Miyad start. Now you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I finished. Givaldik, I'll just take a break and I will start. It will never work. The Seyd Atzlocha is when you finish Kikal Chadosha Nechneses Lechupa. I want to say Givaldik Evolt, and then we'll go Kaseda for my father-in-law. It's a Malbim. We have the parsha of Nozir. So it says like this: V'zois perek vav posuk yud gimel, v'zois teiras haNozir b'yoy melois yemei Nizroi yovi oisroi el Pesach oyel moyer. It's a very shver pasuk. V'zois teiras haNozir b'yoy melois yemei Nizroi yovi oisroi el Pesach oyel moyer. So how you read this pasuk? It's a medrash pliya. Zois teiras haNozir b'yoy melois yemei Nizroi yovi oisroi. Who he brings? Zois teiras haNozir b'yoy melois yemei Nizroi yovi oisroi el Pesach oyel moyer. Who is oisroi? What? Rashi says yovi es atzmoi. V'zehu echod misholosh esin she'oyer Rabbi Shmuel Doyreshken. Three times that Yovi Oisoi talks about the person. It's not a way to talk in no language, for sure not in Lashon HaKodesh. Yovi Oisoi, Yovoi El Beis HaMikdash. A person brings himself, what is Yovi Oisoi? And Rashi says, Zehu echod misholosh esin she'oyer Doyresh Rabbi Akiva. Two more. One more very similar. Vayikbor oisoi bagai. Moshe Rabbeinu was kaver himself. He went up to the mountain and he went into Hoyer Hoyer. Vayikbor oisoi bahar. Zog the Sifri. Hu kovar es atzmo. Something that means the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. The Sifri says, Hu kovar es atzmo. And then there's another. Vehisi oisom avoin ashmo. If a person eats truma, vehisi oisom, he ate. So three times it says Oisai in the Torah, and it means the person himself. So Rashi understands that it's a shver pasuk. We have it three times in the Torah. But Sholish Esin Shayo Deresh Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Deresh Sholish Esin. Three times he was Deresh Esin like that. V'zois Teres HaNozir B'yayim Elayisim Yovi Oisai. So the Malbim Try to explain. And this doesn't make sense. What is Yovi Oisai? So Rashi says he brings himself. Yeah, but it's not the way to talk. Rashi has three times, Rabbi Shmuel has three times, the pasuk says Yovi Oisai, Vayikbor Oisai means Moshe buried himself. A person eats Truma, he see Oisai, Mavoin Truma, yeah, it means a person that ate Truma. Needs a pshat. So the Malbim starts to say a pshat. We'll not go with the Malbim, just to get the feeling. The Malbim says that the Spooner explains that the Nozir Be'etzem is a medicine. He says he has to break his taiva, he stops to drink. Some people have a taiva to drink, Nebuch, yeah? So the way to stop the taiva is he stops to drink. How he stops his gaiva? Every person wants to look good. The first thing to look good is to take a haircut, to shave, yeah? The Nozir looks messy. When you look messy, it's normal gaiva. The way you break your guy is when you look messy. And you break the typhus. Everything, he brings a spoon on. The pasuk explains everything, mamish. The spoon says. You got el pera. The spoon explains one by one how it breaks the typhus. שיהי ממאית סתאי ומחניע סיצרוי תר לו יבר וזה ישליך סגאי ו So, the Malbim says in his derech, it's also pshat, he says, what is the oisoi? It's full of oisoi, everyone is oisoi, everyone is mazal, what is the oisoi here? So the Malbim says, when a person takes care of himself like a medicine, so he can't, a person can never judge himself. You know, every person thinks that he's okay. He had a chasana, he had this, he had that, he had to go, he had to come. Yeah, has his excuses, yeah? Someone from the side sees exactly that that person is not behaving with itself. So when you want to measure yourself, we have to talk about to yourself like in a third party. Not, yeah, it's fine, but it doesn't glitch in the psukim. It's Yavi Oisa, we're talking with the Nazir, finished to become a Nazir. And also it doesn't answer the other tree. So my father says a Givaldike Volt. Givaldike Volt. Chazal bring down, it's a famous Chazal, everyone knows this Chazal. Chazal say the Yalkut Ochol v'kedem tzartani. A person comes and he says, Be'etzem, I'm before all of the Yitzurim. The Ruach Elohim erachefes al pnei ha'mayim, I'm a neshama. Hashem tells him, As hey, you think you first Yitush kod mecho, Shilshul kod mecho, a fly, a bug, a worm, or before you. You are the last one created. Tzadechon, if a person does maisim toivi, Ruach Elohim erachefes al pnei ha'mayim, the neshama was there before. Dr. Azay, every person has two parts. He has a neshama and he has a guf. Hashem made a shutfus. There's a shutfus. The neshama takes care of the guf, to mekadesh the guf. The goof schleps the neshama and gives him to do mitzvahs. It's a kind of partnership, neshama and goof. It does. A person that behaves like he has to behave, so he is the neshama. The goof is helping the neshama. The ruach Elohim erachefes al pnei ha'mayim. A person that does bad, he's the goof. He has a neshama, but he's the goof. Shilshul kad mecha, yitush kad mecha. So a person every time could look at himself, he's neshama, he's goof. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? Neshama or goof? Sachi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu was going neshamadik, right? He died, he took his goof and he buried it. He's not a goof. He's neshama, right? Vayikbar oisri bagai. So Moshe speaks about his body, him. Like we speak about our neshama, right? Moshe spoke about his goof. He's not the goof, he's there. He spoke about the goof is hungry, no? Give him chocolate, yeah? We say the neshama needs efes, we go to Mesvetesh, yeah? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Same thing, a person eats truma. He's a gashmi person, he knows truma is chelek eleka, but the goof wants. So the goof eats truma. They call it amazing, right? We should have an ashma. So when a zar eats truma b'mezid, v'heisi oisom, he's masid in a shama achet. The shama's not eating. The goof is sending a aveira to the chet. The nozir, the avoida of the nozir, after 30 days is to come back to the matzav of neshama. So when he finishes, he's like a small Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? He takes his body to the Beis Hamikdash to shave. Yovi, oiso yel Pesach. When he finished the Naziris, the heavy oiso, take your body to the Beis Hamikdash. The body? Oiso, yeah. You're already not here. You're already there. Take your body. That's Lashna Pasuk. V'zois teres anozir b'yem eloisi yem en Yisroi. Yovi oiso yel Pesach. Take your body there and take care of your body. Shave it, clean it, spritz it. Do all things you have to do to the body. Aber das nicht dir. So this is Rashi. That's time. Sholish mekayim yishoy Rabbi Shmuel deirish esaroisay. It's not punk three times in the Torah it happened. These are the three times that the Torah is meram is this big yisoid. Person is a ruchni. The person is a ruchni. And it's not interesting. Really, all the mishachochma, the mishachochma brings down. What is the kolban that he brings? Oilo shlomim. V'chatos. And he says that Be'etzem, if you read the korbanos of the Nazir, they're exactly the korbanos that the Nesim bought. It's very gishmak taki that it's in the parshas, it goes to the parshas on Nesim, because the pshat is that Be'etzem, the same thing that the Nesim bought korbanos, the Nazir has the same korbanos. If you look at the Mishnah Chochma, I'm not going into it because it's a separate vault, but he explains that when the Nazir finishes, Be'etzem is a new person today. As if Chanukah Sabayis, you bring three korbanos, the person is starting life from the beginning. So it's mamish lezal bezach. It's ruchni. It's a new bries oilo. He brings oilo chadas v'shlomim. As if the Meshachok is masbir. It's mamish seder apsukim. It's all gishmak that parshas and nesim comes with the parsha of Nozir as a klolistik and as a protistik. So the heavy oisoi, he brings himself. So this is the way Be'etzem a person has to be oivid on himself. If a person will understand, Sidah Neshama, Sidah Guf, Meshayach yourself to be Neshamadik, and feel your Guf is the partner. He has needs, but we, I am my Neshama, not I am Neshama, me, not we, me, I am the Neshama. My Guf is disturbing, he's tired, my Guf is hungry. But not to feel I'm the goof. That only works when a person is taker ben maile, when a person is taker ben aliyah. Then a person can come taker to these madrigas. If not, a person cannot come to these madrigas. These madrigas don't come me'elov. These madrigas don't come me'elov. A person works on himself, he comes. The pasuk says, we'll start from the beginning of the parsha. The pasuk is going. Dabo bnei Yisrael isha ki yasum kilchatos limul mal b'Hashem v'isvadu eschatosom asher osu v'heishi v'sashomoy b'roishoy. Everyone that learns this pasuk has it very well. V'isvadu eschatosum is loshon rabim. V'heishiv eschashomoi is loshon yochid. I understand. V'isvadu doesn't mean a lot. Means klal Yisrael. All of the people that did aveiros. Nu v'heishivu eschashmosom. Others say v'isvadu eschatosoi and finish v'heishiv eschashomoi. Others say v'isvadu eschatosom. V'hishivu es hashomo. So the Oznaim L'Toiro says a givaldik evol. Zog the Oznaim L'Toiro, Zorotsky. And what we're speaking about this pasuk. The person looking Rashi, es hashomo b'roishi es hakeren shenish ba'olof. The pasuk here is talking about a person that stole money and made a shvua sheker. Someone gave him a pikodin, and the guy asked back for his money, and he was nishba l'sheker. So he has to give this vado es chatosho, ve'ishiv es hashomoy beroishoy, v'chamishosu yosiv olo. And then the Pasuk says, in chutzim de'oshom, you also, the money, you also bring a kol. First you have to be misvado es chatosho, and you have to give back the money. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, in shmoy shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem. Zogin Chazal, what is ben shneihem? Chazal say that not only the person that made the Shvua Sheker has to do tshuva, the one that gave the money to the person also has to do a tshuva. Because you gave him money without aiding, you gave him the ability to make a Shvua Sheker when he will not want to give back the money. You caused him to make a Shvua, you have to do tshuva. I caused them, because Zog the Gemara, Shvu is Chilul Hashem, and a person has to be worried that Chilul Hashem will not come out through him, even through giving money to someone, and that person will be Makhi Shanish Bala Shekel. Also, on that, you have to do tshuva. Also, on that, you have to do tshuva. As I state, you have to do tshuva. Zog the Oznaim Latair, listen to Givaldi Givot. V'isvadu la Hashem eschatosom. the vidui, both of them have to do. Both of them have to do vidui. Why both of them have to do vidui? Because both of them are in charge of the Shvuah Shekel. The person that did the Shvuah Shekel, and the person that gave him the money that caused them to make a Shvuah Shekel. V'yisvadu. But to give back the money, only one of them could give back the money. Not two people could give back the money. So v'yisvadu es chatosom. Two people do tshuva. Only one of them makes Veheshiv es Hashomoy. Not both have to make Veheshiv es Hashomoy. Lemaisa, to give back the money, only one of them brings down. But the Chofetz Chaim would say, now we learn out from here, how is Chomul the oven of Chilul Hashem? How is Chomul the oven of Chilul Hashem? Even if you are not, the other guy is making a Shvuah Shekel. Person goes into a taxi. And he's right. The guy's a ganav. The guy's a cheater. Maybe he's right. He has time on the other person. But the guy doesn't understand what this guy thinks from people. He's causing a chilul Hashem. The guy is a liar. You gave him money and he pushes a gun. He doesn't want to give it back to you. And he makes a shvul shekel. You caused the chilul Hashem. And chilul Hashem, a person has to be makpid business off. Zog the pasuk vayta. The Gemara says we have parsha soito. And then after Parsha Soito, we have Nozir. Zog the Gemara and Soito Daf Beis. Lomo nismecho Parsha Soito. Lomo nismecho Parsha Nozir le Parsha Soito. Shimro Soito bekilkulo yazir atzmo min hayayin. If you see a Soito bekilkulo yazir atzmo min hayayin. And we have two Parshas of Nozir. We have a Nozir that really wants to become close to Hashem. There's a Nozir that saw a Parsha Soito. Rosoito bekilkulo yazir atzmo min hayayin. Yayin brings chet. Person, so a soito has to make himself a shmir. Yes, every time I just want to mechazik it again. If I would have a group of teenagers that are going off the derech and they have tznius issues and I have to be mechazik them, what I would do? I'll say, listen, I heard now that there's a Soita de Chapter in Beis HaMikdash. And everyone knows that she did it. So she's going, and she says no. So they're going to give it a drink. 5 minutes later, she'll blow up to pieces. We know for sure that's going to happen. We'll bring all the kids to Beis HaMikdash. They will see the Soita drinking the water. They will see her blowing up. It's the last time they will do something. I'm asking buses from all over. Buses. They'll see Soito Bekilkulo, boom! You have a time to do something? Look what happens to someone who does something. Kesuba, yeah? Chazal told us, if you were there and you saw it, you're the next one in line to do it. So stop to drink wine, because we know the next one. And the boil also happened to him. Chazal said the boil, where he was also, he blew up. I don't understand. If you see this, it's the last time you'll touch such a zach, yeah? Look what happens. You're right, she died, she blew up. But you saw that someone could do such a thing, you're the next one to do it. This is the Metzius. Rosoito, people ask, what is so bad to read a newspaper? You know what is a newspaper? It's Rosoito Sheloi Bekilkulo. It says in the headline, this person did this and this, the father didn't find him, yeah? So this is Soito Sheloi Bekilkulo. Exactly. You saw the Soito on the punishment. This person 10 years doing this, 20 years doing this. For sure, you're the next one to do it. Even if he's caught and he's in jail. But even if there's Amolat Nishkin Soita Bekilkulo. People say, what is so bad to have internet? He says, one picture. Does it say the Begim Kula? Person doesn't understand why a person has in his room dear a bach that has a machine. Yeah, this person is a mitzvah to break it, to steal it, not to tell him. Katchila all the rabbanim say, come by night, break his iPhone, you go to Gan Eden. Don't tell him it's you. It's a mitzvah to do it. And if you know different rooms, every place you know, just break it. Don't tell him it's you. Why? That guy is a soita bekilkula. You see him doing it, even if lam is not in his kosher, levai. Yeah, but you see already a pirtza, you're the next one to do it. Even if you know that it's bad, and even if you know that he's kicked out of the yeshiva because of that, aber he's mitzalim da'at batya. Chazal say Amalek, we hate Amalek forever. Forever, Amalek. What he did, he started off with Klal Yisrael, and he died. I don't think fakel, Baruch Hashem, you know. Chazal said the Mekoshish was Mechavim Hashem Shomayim. He said, people didn't believe that they would kill people in the Mechal Shabbos. So he said, I'm Mechal Shabbos, and they Chazal. And they killed him, you see. People will chap on the Shabbos. Shavuot will kill, but then state Amalek, he can't divide with Klal Yisrael. Lo meshane, you're right. He fought. He got vayachlish Yeshua as Amalek lefichorim. Lo meshane. Lemaisi was mitzan in Dan Batya. It's the famous story. They say Alemol, there was a guy that was drinking wine terribly. Alemol was a famous maaser. His kids were so embarrassed with him. Nothing what to do. He would, you know, lose his clothes. It was mamish. One day the kids were walking in the street and they saw a guy drunk, naked, unclothed, in the mud, and all the kids are filling up mud in his eyes and his. You know, the kids are playing with him, filling him up, mud all over. Kids had decided to give out. They would run to the house. They would bring the father. He will see how he looks. It's the last time he will want to drink. The kids are holding him, filling him up with mud. They ran. And they bring the father. The father has to come. The father comes out of his house. He sees the guy naked in the mud. The kids are filling up his ears, his eyes. Mamash matzah. And they see the father bends down to the guy. I'm sure the guy, the father is going to yell at him. And they hear the father asks him, tell me, where you bought this good wine? Where you bought this good wine? And he got so drunk that he can't realize what is going on with you. Where you bought this mamash hechefts of a wine? Yeah? I have to know where you buy this wine. This is the Metzius. So Chazal tell us, "Rosoito bekilkulo yazir atzma min hayayim." We think, "No, I could read a newspaper. I could go down to Manhattan. I could go. No, I'm okay." You go on the street. It's rosoito bekilkulo, unkilkulo. Every newspaper today is 20 soitos unkilkulo. No, I'm just looking at the headlines. I want to explain to you. What do you think you saw? Soito bekilkulo. You saw a lady. With clothes, took off her hair, the only thing. Opened her mouth, she drank something, she blew up. You figured out that she did something. It's already enough. You didn't see nothing. You didn't see the boil, you didn't see the bar, you didn't see the story. This is what you saw. So the pickle kula. Yazeratza min hayayin. So the Rebbe Gurwitz said that the Rebbe came to Menachem Avil. He said, Chazal say, Lama nismecha parsha nozer le parsha soito, sharo soito bekilkulo yazir atzme min hayayin. So this is the reason, after soito comes nozer, parsha shavua. So the shadow, why in the Gemara it goes fakad, right? Nadorim, nozer, soito. So there's a Gemara maybe asked the kasha also. But the Gerebbe said, as a pshat, Gvarlik pshat, he said. In the Teire, Rosoito bekilkulo yaziratzme min hayayim. And the Teire Rosoito bekilkulo yaziratzme min hayayim. But in the Rabbonons, before you come to a soito already, yachikatzme min hayayim. Chazal made a gedda. Schoir amrine le nazira le karme le seikra. The nazir, we tell him, don't come into the kerem bichlal. In the Rabbonon, we do a shmire. Hainti G'doylim said the Shmira is not to have internet even if you need it for work, only with a filter. No, I don't have a problem, I don't look, I'm okay. I'm saying, chutz that it's not okay. But even if you think that you're okay, but in the Rabbanon is Yazir Hatzvin Hayayim before you see the Seita B'Kirkula. In the Rabbanon, the Shmira has to be Nozir Far Seita. Harchoke Far Seita. It's a Din Harchoke. Oitzem einav birois bera. So the Gemara says, she'einav mistakel al anoshim b'sha sh'oim des al akvisa. Rashi says, because when they do laundry, sometimes you could see their elbows and their hands because they have to wash in the water. Frey the Gemara eichedomi. Yideike darke achrine poisheyav. So Dr. Rashbam, if it's a different way to walk, not near the nohor, that the ladies are doing laundry, poisheyav. And even if he closed his eyes and he didn't see, he's a bad person because he walked there. So straight in the Gemara, even if all of his life he closed his eyes, he doesn't look in the street, takes off his glasses, he thinks he will go to Gan Eden, he will go to Gehenna, Pesheo, said the Gemara, even though he didn't look. You think is a place, I think that every machine that has the internet is loy gora from Oymed al Anoshim b'sher sh'ayim des al akvisa. Yeah? Why? Even if you're not planning to look, but it pops up, yeah? At least for sure someone that you could see their hands, yeah? As they say in the Gemara, then you're not allowed to stand near someone that people do laundry, not you'll see treif v'dikazach. You'll see a hand that is not covered. So if it's a chetimtze not to be there, you're not allowed to be there. And even if you didn't see, guys, I was clean all of my life. Pesheo. Pesheo. The Gemara zogt, Omar Ablezer, Omar Abshim, Ma'ilum lo yochalti, Michat as nozir, Elo mi nozir echot shebadorin. The Gemara nadorin, Tani Omar Shimon HaTzadik, Ma'ilum lo yochalti, Oshom nozir tome elo echot. The Gemara explains there, because Mestoye, Pamachas bo'odom, Nozir min adorim. Rois yishu yofa enayim. He was good looking. Toiv roi, ktsois of sduras letaltalim. He had nice hair. Omarti lo ibni, ma roiso lehashchis eseor chaze. You made yourself a nozir, so now you'll have to shave when you finish. You looked so nice, so pretty. Why you did it? Omar lo iroi roisi lehabo. I was a shepherd. Volachti lemales mayon min amayim. And I went to bring water from the well. And I looked in the water and I saw a reflection of myself. Why says he never had a mirror before? It's all told me, you look so nice, bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. Omarti lo irosho, lo ba'ato mizgoy ba'olam she'ino shelcho, lo ba'ato mizgoy bedover she'osi li rimo v'toileo. Ha'avoido I'm making a shvua shagalechecho la'shomayim. מיד צוקשים מן הצדיק, עומדתי ונשקתי לו על רוישוי, אמרתי לו, עליך אמר הקוסוב, כמוך ירבו נזר נזירס בישראל, עליך אמר הקוסוב, איש כי עידו נוזר נוזר להזר להשם. Now, before she stated that נוזר שבדורים was one of the tanoim. A tanoim walks, never looks in the mirror, looks very good, good looking. He sees himself in his water, פוחזו ליצרי ופקש את אורדני מן העולם. Being a Tane, one time he sees himself, Zel. There's a lot of people that look good here. He sees himself right away. Because of the in the such a glitch. Those who should adore him. Pamachas, I saw myself. Pochas or Yitzri, because of the in the oilum. The Yitzhar Hora never came to tell him. You think the Yitzhar told him to do Aveyas now? Who will listen to him? He told him, you know, you look good. Psst, you look good. Mamish, you mamish look good. Good looking. No, this is the only thing he told him. He said, but I heard what he wants. He wants to kill me. He has a plan for me. Zay, in Azay, in Azay, in a restaurant, and I have to go away for shower. He has a plan. Then I'll stop to learn. He has a plan, yeah? Chasna bar mitzvah, birthday, chula, yeah? Yeah, he has a plan how the reader goes. Bikesh le tordeini min ha'olam. Omarti, avoid agalechecho la'shamayim. How the Nozer Shebadorim managed to become Nozer Shebadorim that Shimon HaTzadi gave him the kiss and told him, Kamoicho yirbu nozer neziris. When the Yitzhar Hora came to him, he felt, Bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. I want to tell you, if people will come now with guns and tell us, listen, other You don't even have a desire, or do I kill you? Slave or Yehoid? I don't think there's one guy here that will say, no, I want to be a guy, Chas V'Shal. Mask him, I'm shooting you. Shoot me, I'm a Yid. There's no one in this room now that will say, no, maybe I'll try it. What? But sometimes he doesn't tell you that. He tells you, Friday afternoon, baseball or to learn? Yeah? It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Maybe there it's not a bit of zone. Yeah. Today doesn't have a problem. He doesn't want you to become Talmid Chacham. He wants to kill you. If you feel someone wants to kill you, you'll fight. The problem is you don't feel he wants to kill you. If you will feel he wants, the secret of Nazir Shabadorim is Letordeini min Oilam. He wants me to lose the Oilam Abed. Agalech Chol HaShomayim. He felt the Milchama. So in the Sforim, from the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim, the famous Maise, she says she was a little kid. She was sitting in her father's room. Chofetz Chaim was very poor. Very, very poor. Even a little bit, they had later money to say that the kids put a curtain on the window. Chofetz Chaim said, "Oi, you're eating up my Olam Haba, please take it off right away. Chvilnish, chvilnish. Go to Rav Shteyman's house, you'll see what it means." Yeah? Anius. Meiro. But it was times in Mamash, was no money. Chofetz Chaim was sitting and learning, and breakfast, his wife would bring in a cup of tea with a piece of bread, but an old bread. You know, in the old days, there was a bakery. To call it, but it was a bakery. And the bakery, the baker baked the bread. Then the second day, it was leftovers. Today, they grind it, the what they do with it, yeah? That day, they sold it. It was half price, hard bread. Then, you know, they had whole loads, and they had the ones that didn't work out, that broke in the oven, like broken pieces. So that was like even cheaper, right? So yesterday's broken pieces, like, was mamash cheap. But this was the Chofetz Chaim's wife could afford. So every day he got a cup of tea with that broken piece of bread, and the Chofetz Chaim would dip it in the tea, would get soft, and he would eat it. One day they ran out of so much money, it was no money at all, she could not even buy that bread. So for breakfast, this is what the daughter says over the mice. She was a little kid in the room. The mother came in for breakfast and she bought a cup of tea without the bread, only the tea. And she was tearing, You know, this is what she's serving the Chofetz Chaim. She was tearing, she was crying. This is what she's serving the Chofetz Chaim. And Chofetz Chaim picked up his head and he sees a cup of tea. And the Chofetz Chaim gives a clap. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. It's a holy. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. Du willst, you want. As Yisrael Meir, ve nicht lernen teire. Yisrael Meir, ve liyo lernen teire. And he gets quiet. And again it's a clap. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. Du willst, you want, that Yisrael Meir will not wachsen out of God. That Chofetz Chaim will not become Chofetz Chaim. Ich will ja wachsen. The Chofetz Chaim saw when there's no money, it's a fight. Bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. They couldn't stop the Chofetz Chaim in different ways. He tried maybe he will not have food. So he will have to go to work. Bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. When a person feels that the war is Bikesh letordeini min ha'olam, he miyad will win. We started Neshama and Guf. What he wants? Letordeini min ha'olam. He wants me to lose my future. You understand? Today, till Shabbos, it's a Friday. Is a time to grow, to be close to Hashem. Some people already that, already they gave today. So, oh, yeah. When they hear now the Shmuz, they think about next Sunday, how they will shtay, yeah? The Friday Shabbos already, it's already, they sold it to the Sitraach already, it's sold. Like a sign, sold, tafus, yeah? Bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. There's an osit. As a osid, I know it's hard. I know it's very hard. Oh, but this was the koyach of Nazir Shabbadorim. And what a secret of the Nazir Shabbadorim is, when he got that message, what he said, zhup, everything off, right away. He took an extremely step. When you feel this chizuk inside yourself, jump! Also, okay, I hear. It's good, I heard good things today, yeah. You know what? I will at least an hour today. Catch it up. Become myself. I will do something. I want to finish with a vote. There's a minig here in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do it. Nebach. You know, you think I'm asking for myself, and I want the teacher that I'm asking for you. And the minig is that when the Kohanim go down for Birkas Kohanim, you say thank you, you say Shekech. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Ma, they don't do that minig. This is the reason in Chutz La'aretz, the Moshul, the Makpi, the Kohanim stay up at the Duchen until after Kaddish. Here, the Olam run down. So one reason is, you know, you do it every day, the Olam don't have time, you know. Actually, when it's here, they tefillin off anyways, you know. Shel Tzachzud, the Kohanim get stuck there up at the Bimah. But the main reason is because they don't want the Olam to say Yishar Keach when you're going down and doing Kaddish. Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to Masiach Das and Kaddish, the Olam say Yishar Keach. Kaddish, you can't talk. So if you go down doing Kaddish, you lose Yishar Keach, yeah? So anyway, dosi the aloche. And a lot of people say, oh, Yishar Keach, the Kohanim have to make a bigger scanning. Why do you say Yishar Keach? The Rashash in Shviz is a Mishneh, Oichlim Batoivo Bashviz. It's a Mishneh in Shviz, Perek Dalet Mishneh Beis. So the Bartanura wants to learn Batoivo. Zog the Rashash Pshat Batoivo, you write that the person has to be Mafkir Hesode. Oh, but you have to say thank you. Umikan Toichachas Megulo, Zog the Rashash, Le'elu She'ein Oimer Mishrkeach Lekoyanu. Because you have to be makir toiv. It doesn't make a difference. They brought down that Ramoshe Feinstein said that the Priskerov told him once a maise that he said, Reb Chatzke Sound did a favor to the Priskerov. So Priskerov told him, Yishakech. So Reb Chatzke said, I did what I had to do anyway. Why are you telling me Yishakech? So he told him, the Kohanim do what they have to do, but we have to say Yishakech. Why I'm saying it? I could say it in a million visions. I'll say it's something that you think I'm asking on myself, because I'm a kohen. Anyway, I'm asking for myself. Yeah. Olam Zogin Amashal, the Rebbe does a favor for a bach. So the bach, okay, sadly, you know, I'm also asking to be the Rebbe to do the favor. Yeah. I'm asking to switch. So lo mishaneh. He's lemaisi doing you a favor. Say yeshakech. The yeshiva is supplying you things. You're right. Maybe you also want to have the yeshiva. You don't mind. If you have the yeshiva, you'll get better cakes. You'll get better meals. Can't say. Oh, but they're giving you. Say thank you. A koras atoyv is not in the gap. That person has to do it or doesn't have to do it. The kohanim have to do birkas kohanim. It's not your cheshon what they have to. They gave you a brocha, say yishakech. They were nice to you, say yishakech. They took care of you, say yishakech. Don't say, but he had to do it anyways. It's not your cheshvin what he had to do anyways. You have to appreciate. And that's the same thing in a room, same thing in a parents. For the parents have to give them. So let me show you what the parents have to or don't have to. The parents give, you have to say, Shekech. Good chance.